This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
You remember a couple of months ago when Rebecca Reardon got on AI and designed a Sue's News t-shirt.
I do remember that.
And we thought, oh, that's cute. Mike Prank decided he wanted to do that last week. And he designed one. This is my Michael. And he liked it so much, we thought it was so cool, that he actually had some made.
How many did he have made?
Oh, maybe 10.
Yeah, but these are pretty nice.
So I present to you, and Ethan's stroke of genius on the back is brought to you by Sue.
Oh, that is awesome.
Oh, great.
Well, so even I have a t-shirt for each. Are you a medium? Or are you? I know Fred's a large because we just went through this.
I'm a medium.
That's you.
That's awesome, by the way.
Yeah, so we have a few of these if you'd like to see them. Fred, I've got one for you, too.
Okay, perfect.
But he thought, man, these are kind of cute. I'll just go ahead and make
I love the back. The back makes it, for
does.
Sure.
Right. It totally does.
So these are going to be in high demand tomorrow. You may have to bid on one of these t-shirts.
Well, I don't know if people care about that, but for us, I thought it was pretty funny.
I love it. They're really good looking. Wait, did we, if you want to look at the camera here.
Show.
I'll hold it up to the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the washing instructions after it's inundated with fish smell?
I think it's probably the normal.
That's a good question.
That's a fair question. You guys, on this day in history, 41 years ago, in 1984, Rat released their debut album.
What a segue, by the way, from Sue's News t-shirts to this.
I always the lines,
yeah, there you go.
Oh, they're not good. Okay. I mean, they're just not. This was it.
I don't know that I can argue with you on this one.
It was 1984, and this is what we had. Okay, but I thought, I'm going to pull this off YouTube today. I'm going to look at the video. Okay, Milton Berle is in this video.
Wow. Really?
And dressed as a man and as a woman.
Wow, he was ahead of his time, wasn't he, Milton Berle?
What? And it took me a while. I think it's Milton Berle, so you're going to have to look and tell me if that's right, Fred.
Okay.
But I think it is. Anyway, what? Why is Milton Berle? And who in Rat knew him? That's just bizarre. 41 years ago.
Yes. Milton Berle appears in the music video for Rat's song. Oh, this is for Back No More.
So it's in Round and Round, too.
Okay. Well, this one says something different.
Oh. Well, I swear I saw
here. Well, okay. No, I believe you. I mean, the internet, we'll challenge the internet. Apparently, here's the connection. Marshall Berle, Milton's nephew, managed the band.
Oh, my God.
So there you go. That's what happened. Huh. That makes sense, though, doesn't it?
Wow, that's nuts. He's really good at it. He's funny. I mean, he doesn't say anything, but he's Milton Berle, and it's
kind of
entertaining.
In the top of, this is what's wrong with the internet. Like, if I go to the AI overview, I don't even know what that is, because I just Googled it.
It gives
AI interview, it just says it's on the song Back For More. But if you go down to Wikipedia on the Round and Round song, it says, the first thing it says, Milton Berle was in the video.
So bizarre.
That is wild.
Well, okay, here was the music in 1984, because also on this day in history, the Scorpions released their ninth album.
I didn't realize I had to stay with the hair rock here.
Oh, yeah.
I would say I would put the Scorpions in a different category than Rat. I really would. But that's just me.
Yeah.
I like the Scorpions.
Of course, this is Rock You Like a Hurricane, Still Loving You, and this one, Big City Nights, which we don't hear as often.
I like it. I like that you went with the deep cut.
Thank you.
Remember I was talking about like deep cut Thursdays, so it kind of fits on this Thursday.
Well, we have a top five baseball questions that people have been Googling as we approach opening day.
Okay. Will the Cardinals ever get back on track?
Okay, I'm going to see if you guys know what this stuff is. What does P.O. mean?
Put out.
That is right, Fred.
I paused on that.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you, Fred, because Fred's like the guy that keeps score still. Do you still keep score today?
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Joe and Scott, when Jennings comes into town and we go to games, they do the same thing. They love doing that.
I don't use P-O anymore for
you don't.
Put out.
Oh,
when I was a kid, everything was go, like ground out,
right.
Foe, fly out. As I got older, I learned the numbers.
Okay, good for you.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, it's short for put out. If you record an out by catching a ball, tagging a runner, or stepping on a base, it's a put out. It's a put out. Throwing someone out at home is an assist. The catcher gets the put out. Okay, how much do minor league players make? I have always wondered this.
I have a very specific answer.
Okay, ooh, I'm ready.
Very little.
That is true. Can you give me a number?
I don't know the number, but, you know, it's pretty low. Like, it depends on Class A, AA, AAA, though.
Let's say 60 to 90,000.
How I don't think it's that high, is it?
20 to 36.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty low.
20,000 to 36 a year, depending on the league they're in, just like Mark said. It used to be less. They got a raise in 2023.
Keep in mind, a lot of these guys, you know, like if you're a really, really big talent and you get signed to an organization, you'll get a signing bonus, right? But then you're not making a lot of money until you get called up to the big leagues, and your contract certainly is structured around, you know, the period you're with the team. It gets very specific. Like someone like... Frank could explain this to us, but you know, the clock starts ticking if you bring someone up when it comes to when they'll then become a free agent, if that makes sense.
Wow, that's interesting.
I know with the River City Rascals, and I know that's an independent league, not really minor league, I guess, or kind of just a different sort of minor league. When they're in town, there's a fan that always makes pies for each player and brings the pies to the players, and the players eat it up. They love it.
Wow, I had no idea. All right, how heavy is a baseball? It varies a little. But the rules say, this is what people have been Googling approaching opening day. I'm not going to make you guess, but the ball cannot weigh less than 5 ounces or more than 5 1/4 ounces. So it's just right in there, 5 to 5 1/4, and it can't be more. All right, let's see if you know this one. What does OPS mean, Fred?
Oh, on base percentage.
On base plus slugging.
Okay. Yeah, that's where I get confused.
That's really more. Yeah. I would have gone with what Fred said. It combines your on base percentage with your slugging percentage, or basically how many extra base hits you get. Fantasy baseball nerds find that helpful. You don't do that, but only for football. Is that right,
Yeah, I've
Mark?
Never done fantasy baseball. Is really, really complicated. You know who does that? Our friend Josh Krossauer, who's one of our political experts. He does fantasy baseball all the
time. Good grief. And how long are baseball games? Of course, people are Googling that. Not as long as they used to be, people. The average hit an all-time high of 3 hours and 10 minutes in 2021. Then the pitch clock arrived. It has gotten down to 2 hours and 36 minutes. So it's 34 minutes faster.
I love the pitch clock personally. We had questions about it, obviously, but I think it's been something where a lot of us have said, why did we do that before? Because these games, look, this is happening right now in college basketball. We're about to enter another night of the NCAA tournament to get into the Elite Eight this weekend. There's some great games, by the way, on tonight. But these games, because of the way they're reviewing so many of these calls at the end, they're going 2.5 hours sometimes. That's too long for a basketball game. And I think they know that. I think the NCAA knows that.
Yeah. Well, they'll figure it out.
Football games, they go 4+ hours. I mean, easily a bowl game.
But no one seems to care about that.
Again, some of this they might not complain about because it's added revenue, especially for football.
Oh, well, that's true, too. Netflix is developing a live-action Scooby-Doo series. Now, here's the thing. I like Scooby-Doo. I love it. Love it from when I was a kid. But do I need a modern reimagining of it? And live action? I don't like live action cartoons. Am I just old? That's possible.
No, I mean, this is one of those things. When's the last time we had demand for Scooby-Doo? I guess they're trying to hit a new generation.
Well, how long ago were the actual live action movies?
Yeah, it was
20 years ago.
20 years, right?
Yeah. Oh,
wow. That's probably right. But here's the premise. During the final summer at camp, old friends Shaggy and Daphne get embroiled in a haunting mystery surrounding a lonely, lost Great Dane puppy that may have been a witness to a supernatural murder. I kind of like that. Together with the pragmatic and scientific townie Velma and the strange but ever so handsome new kid Freddy, they set out to solve the case. We'll see.
There was the one with there's a couple of them out there, but I remember this one with Matthew Lillard and Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar and Linda Cardellini was a great Velma. That's the thing. I loved her as Velma. I don't know if I liked anything else about, but that was 2002. Wow. So that's how long it was.
Oh, see, I would not have guessed that.
25 years ago or 23.
They say they've done a new poll finding that the average restaurant tip is 18.9%.
That's about right.
I just always do 20. I guess it's an average of people doing 20 and
easier.
15.
25.
You just do 20, 25, and you're done.
Right.
Right? Well, Delaware leaves the biggest tips. Here's what state leaves the worst, lowest tips?
Mississippi.
Nope.
I don't know.
California. Those rich sons of guns are terrible tippers. And even if you're the best server in the world, 7% of people will never leave a tip. I don't even comprehend that. Millennials are the biggest tippers at 19.5%. Gen Z at 19.3%. Gen X, 18.2%. And the boomers, unfortunately, 16.4%.
Yeah,
come on, people.
Well, the older generation, for whatever, I've shared stories about this before, for whatever reason, they have not been into tipping as much. But look, I'm a 20, 25%, 15 if the service isn't very good.
And with me, you know, I'm usually at 20% unless something's really bad.
Same.
But both of my sons are always over that when they tip.
Are they? That's impressive.
Yeah, especially when they're using my card.
Isn't that convenient?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, generous of them, isn't it, Fred?
Yes,
it
is.
Since they don't have to pay for it, no wonder. All right, and finally in Sue's News, we do have today's random fact. I'll go baseball. A single Major League Baseball only lasts about 6 or 7 pitches, and then it's over.
Isn't that amazing?
That's nuts! Yeah. No wonder they have to make so many. And that's it for Sue's News.
It's really shocking because they throw ball. I mean, if it just gets like a speck of dirt on it, they have to have a new baseball, right? That's what we see on a regular basis. All right, there you go. Random fact for Major League Baseball opening day.